Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
You're listening to Ribeye Radio on the SCA Radio Network. With tonight's host, Brett and JoJo.
And I really should be back at school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used.
Hello, 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 America. We are back. Yes, folks, episode 10. The big 10, baby.
Double digits.
Amazing, isn't it? We never thought we'd even get out of the single digits.
Didn't think they'd allow us out. No, we're having fun.
Folks, it is Thursday night. It is St. Patrick's Day. We're hoping everybody has a very good St. Patrick's Day holiday. Hopefully you're drinking Shinerbach beer instead of green beer, but hey, it is what it is, right?
It is what it is.
Tonight's show, we're going to do results from George, West Texas. We're going to do the Camden, Arkansas results. We're going to do Jacksonville, Florida results.
Two events in Jacksonville.
So, in addition to those events, we're going to talk to the winners of Camden and Jacksonville, Chris Austin with Cowboy Key. We're also going to speak with Johnny Joseph with Blown Smoke Grillers. We're going to do a really nice, long, extended segment afterward. We're going to talk about Jacksonville and NBBQA. We're going to have a roundtable with the mayor. Yes, the mayor will be calling in. We're going to do a nice little roundtable with him.
We're going to have a mayor sighting.
Yes, we are going to have the mayor. We're in council. How's that?
Nice.
We're in chambers.
Very good. I guess we got to be on our best behavior.
So in addition to these things, we're going to kick around our usual staples. We will go over the event calendar. We will also do the news desk, have some quick hits. We may even, if we have time, we'll even try to pop in a couple of little extra goodies here and there. But folks, it's all about you. It's all about SCA. It's all about steak cooking at its best. So hopefully everybody is sitting back, relaxing, enjoying the show. The call-in number, 929-477-1792. Again, 929-477-1792. For those of you that speak Spanish, 929-477-1792.
What about our friends from the north?
Yes, from the north, 929-477-1792.
Very nice. Thanks, JoJo. You're trilingual.
Very much so. Very much so. So let's go ahead and segue into talking about our sponsors. So we'd like to give a shout-out to our sponsors, which are Shinerbach Beers, Grill Great, PK Grills, Dripping Springs Texas Vodka, Mr. and Mrs. T., Bloody Mary Mixes, Cosmo Key Injections, Brines, Soaks, Rubs, and Sauces. Had to get all of them in there.
They do it all.
Fire Butler, Tranquil IT, Green Mountain Grills, and of course, Cured Up Steps. Without you guys, we wouldn't be on the air. Okay.
Now, we may have a couple new sponsors to announce pretty quick here. I don't think we can hit it this week, but
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Got some big announcements coming. Things are going to be great for everybody.
So let's go ahead and segue into the results, because we do have some good interviews lined up this evening. And again, we're going to have the mayor on the phone with us. We're going to do our Jacksonville roundtable, go over some things. So let's go ahead and kick this thing off. The first event we're going to talk about is the Live Oak County Fair Steak Cook-Off. That was in George, West Texas, 2 weeks ago. That one, we had, if y'all remember this, we had a cabrito, which is baby goat, cook-off in addition to the steak cook-off. So we're going to talk about the steak cook-off. We had 55 teams compete. How many appetizers did we have turn in on that one, too?
Yes, that's correct.
So let's go quickly over the top three in appetizer. Third place was Larry Wilford who got third place in appetizer there, and George West. Second place went to Reagan Brochet.
He did his meatloaf cupcakes. I remember that.
Yes, they were very, very nice, very delicious. I was able to taste one. They were very good.
They're pretty nice.
First place went to Albert Chesser. Do you remember Albert? I think he was a barbecuer. He wasn't a steaker, but he did very nice.
Albert Chesser. No, I don't remember what he cooked. He announced it, but
we had a really good turnout there at George West. So we were outside. The judging and everything was done outside, and we had a really good setup out there. Now, for the steak, we had, again, 55 teams competed in steak. So in 10th place, this went to Michael Gonzalez. 9th place went to Brad Callis, BKA, best known as Milkshake.
Milkshake brings all the girls to the yard.
He did a very nice job. So congratulations to Brad. I'm going to let you read number 8.
Be something hard.
I can't pronounce it.
Ah, Joe Torres. You ever heard that?
I heard of that guy? That's such a common name down south.
It is. Jose Torres?
I think he goes best known as JoJo.
JoJo got an 8th place. He cooked this one. He didn't judge. Shelly and I repped this event, so JoJo was able to actually cook and managed to get an 8th place. Not bad after all this time on the DL.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Good job, JoJo.
Trying to get back into the swing of things.
Right, in 7th place, we had Terry Prater. Did a great job. And then in 6th place, we had Ronnie Lane. I think Ronnie's a local down there. And 5th place was John Campos. And then 4th place, JoJo, who was that?
4th place went to the bandit, Bobby Stewart. He
I'm
is,
out shaking up stuff.
Yes, he is on a roll, folks. He's rolling. On a big roll. And I'm not going to kid you, his name's going to pop up again here in a little bit. So just giving you a bandit warning, he is on a streak. Very good streak there. Congratulations, Bobby. 3rd place, Philip Troutman.
This is from George West as well. First time SCA cooker.
Very nice. 2nd place went to Enrique Chapa Jr.
El Chapo?
No, Chapa.
Oh, Chapa. Sorry. My bad.
High five.
Man, I'm telling you, man, you're more shaky than Donald Trump when you heard Chapo.
I'm telling you. I'm watching out the window. It's crazy.
Well, close the blinds, man.
I will. All right, who won this thing?
1st place went to Sean Alvarez. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the name of the team was FOC, which meant for
Friends of Cabrito.
Yes,
isn't that right?
Cabrito.
Yeah, these are some goat cutting fools.
I'm telling you, there was so many different methods and ways of goat cooking. It was spectacular. Really, it was really good. I also partaked in the goat cook. I came kind of in the middle of the pack, but I'm telling you, these guys are professional goat cookers.
I'm telling you, there were some really cool setups too. These guys had like what looked like a metal doghouse setup out there, and they'd dig a hole in the ground, start a fire, and had the goat hanging on one end of it. It was nuts.
It was really crazy to see some of the apparatus that we saw out there.
Ooh, good usage, JoJo.
Oh, thank you.
Apparatus. I like that.
Hey, what can I tell you? Thank you. I deserve 2 points on the SCA Scrabble board. Now, also, we want to say thank you to Big Lou Salinas, who was running everything out there. Very, very fine job. Nice job of the County Fair Association that was out there. We had a really good turnout, and again, it was very nice. Also, throw this in real quick. We introduced for the first time the Shatterbuck Ice Cooler.
We did.
Tell the folks how that came out.
Man, this thing was great. We rolled this thing out. We put up the umbrella full of 12 cases of Shinerbach beer. So when the cooks came to the cooks meeting, we told them it's icing down. When they came in to turn appetizers, about half of them would walk by and grab a cold beer. Just as the day went on, they'd do their turn-ins and grab a beer. I think they really appreciate it. And it turned out the favorite was the blonde, light blonde. Everyone likes a blonde, JoJo.
Oh, yeah. Especially the Hispanic guys. I can say that. Okay, sorry.
Man, it's so racial.
But anyway, it was really cool. if you want to see what this cooler looks like, we did post a couple of pictures on the SCA website right after we were there last weekend. If you take a look, there's a picture of Mr. and Mrs. SCA North, which is Brett and Shelley. And then there's also one of yours truly posing in front of the cooler. It's a real nice cooler. You will see it at future events. So stay tuned. This thing is sharp. It's cool. It's got a really cool umbrella.
It's all part of the master plan.
Part of the plan. It is nice, nice, nice. So that was 2 weeks ago in George West. Now, last weekend we had two events going on at the same time. We had Arkansas. We had Florida. So we're going to talk about Arkansas so we can do an extended one on Florida here in a little bit. So in Arkansas, we had the Camden Daffodil Champion, the Camden Daffodil Festival Championship Steak Cook-Off. I know
say that again.
It's a long name, buddy.
You were in Camden.
We were in Camden, Arkansas, myself and my wife, Amy. Shout out to Amy. We were out there, and we represented, we represented SCA out there. We had a total of 53 teams competing. Now, on this one, we also had a lot of appetizers turned in. We had 46 appetizers and 53 stakers.
That was an event where the one entry fee covered both entries.
Right.
Because they feed the public there, so they were trying to encourage teams to enter both. And you had 46?
My God. That's
I was impressed myself.
That's nice.
We had a different variety of different appetizers. It was a smorgasbord.
Let me ask you a question.
Go for it.
How many bacon-wrapped shrimp did you run into?
Let's see. 46 teams? I would say about 45.
That sounds normal.
No, it was really good. There was some really creative things out there. I was able to see some of them. Not too many, but some of them, they were really, really nice. And on our appetizers, we had third place went to Adam Bailey, who's with Bare Bones Barbecue. So congratulations to Adam.
Great.
Second place went to Damon Blue. Very nice. We called his name out not too long ago at, what was it, Richard?
Blanchard?
Blanchard, thank you. What did I say, Blanchard? I don't know, man, Louisiana.
Thank you, Shiner Mock.
Congratulations to Damon. First place, this guy's on a roll here, Dustin Sanders with Smokehouse Rats number one. He hit in Red Dog at Kennedy.
It's two for two on that new appetizer of his.
That is correct. So he was very, very excited. The whole team was there. His wife and his daughter, and both of his in-laws were there. So it was nice to see them out there in Arkansas. We were kind of fighting the weather. Everybody knows that the weather's been a little rough, Louisiana, Arkansas. Excuse me. And we got lucky. It was cloudy, and at stake turn-in is when the weather kind of turned on us, started to rain a little bit. By the time we got to judging, the rain had pretty much stopped, so we did okay there. Excuse me. So,
need the Heimlich over there, or what?
No,
Georgia?
Just
I can call somebody.
No,
for
no, don't take a picture. I was going to say I get enough pictures already. So, 53 stake teams turned in. Now, on the top 10 on stake, we did 10th place went to Joe Early, R.I. Cook team number two.
Good job, Joe.
Congratulations to Mr. Early.
He started the year off in a roll, too.
Yes, sir. He is doing very well. Very well.
Good job.
Ninth place, Shauna Rapolo. Well,
let's keep it in the family.
Exactly. She's Early. Yeah, she's also doing very well in the state cook-offs this season. So congratulations to her. Eighth place, a familiar name. Damon Blue, very nice. He did a very good job with his steak. Seventh place, Scott Baker. Sixth place, Cougar Pit, David Nelson. He hit. It's good to see David out there.
His first cook-off in a bit. Hit.
It's been a while.
That guy seems to hit every time he cooks.
Hey, he knows what he's doing. He's spacing them out. He knows exactly.
Yep.
Fifth place went to Ryan Myers. Fourth place went to Ma and Pa Grillers, Alan Newton.
Old Alan Newton just makes it happen.
I'm telling you, man, this guy is constant. He is Mr. Constant.
Mr. Arkansas.
He is the man. place went to Shannon Evans. Now, they had a really cool name for a team. They were the Vanilla Gorilla Cook Team. And they had I saw that. It was a really cool logo that they had on their shirts and everything. It looked pretty cool.
Never mind. Keep going.
No, go ahead.
No. Just Vanilla Gorilla. It's just different. I like it.
It was cool, though. It was cool. Second place went to Richard Bradshaw. First place went to Chris Austin with Cowboy Q.
Yeah, baby.
So congratulations to Chris. He did a very, very fine job out there.
I don't think he's on there yet.
We are expected to speak with him here in a little bit. We're probably a little bit early.
No, he's not on. Oh, wait a minute. He's hiding. He didn't push one.
Uh-huh.
We got him.
He is here. He is here.
Want to bring him on?
So let's bring on our winner from Camden Daffodil Festival this past Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Austin, Cowboy Q. Chris, are you there? Can you hear us, Chris?
Hey, Chris. Hello. Bueller.
Huh.
Let's try this other one. I bet he's there now.
Oh, okay.
I'm here now.
There he is.
See what happened there? See what I did there? It's a Galloway-ism. How you doing, Chris?
Fine, guys. How are y'all?
Good. Congratulations on your win. That's a perfect right there.
Oh, thank you, guys. Appreciate that a bunch.
Great group of cookers, too. Wow.
Oh, yes. Lots of good guys down there this weekend.
So, quick question for you, Chris. I know that it rained a little bit while y'all were cooking. It didn't hamper you in any way, shape, or form because, I mean, you came in first place, but did it kind of throw your game plan off a little bit?
No, not really. As cookers, we all deal with what comes to us. You got to make the best of it. The good thing is everybody's got to deal with the same situation. So.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cooker did you cook on this weekend?
Well, of course, the only one out there is that old PK grill.
Ah, very nice. Were you using a set of grill grates on that thing?
Well, sure. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did you have a Shiner Bock with you? You get all three sponsors.
Let's get them all in one bunch. How about it?
No. Wow. All right. He used a PK.
Very nice. Yes, very nice. Now, I did have another question for you, even though I was on the other side of the fence doing what I was doing. With all the amount of teams that you had that you were competing, did you feel in any way that there was a little bit of extra pressure on you, or did you just kind of go in feeling comfortable and knowing, you know, I can do this, I can do comfortably, I can feel like I can cook a good steak?
I've always felt like I could cook a good steak, and I don't deviate from what I do, and it doesn't really matter where I go. Even in when we went to Fort Worth and, you know, traveling around to the other parts of the country that we do travel to, I don't change what I do. I believe it's a good steak, and it's done me well so far, and I just continue to cook that way. And there's no pressure. I want to punch my ticket and get back to going to Fort Worth again. Every steak cooker wants that, but I just happened to be fortunate enough past weekend to get that done. Now, kind of the monkey's off your back, and go have a good time and visit with everybody.
Very nice. Now, you did mention Fort Worth, and again, was the World Championship the last cook-off you've done since then, or have you cooked something in between?
I did Monroe. I got fifth in Monroe. So we did that was the last one I did prior to Fort Worth.
Okay, very nice, very nice. For some of you that don't know Chris also hit a top 10 in the World Championship when we were in Fort Worth. What position did you come in Fort Worth?
We came in third.
Not too bad.
Third in the world.
No.
Wow. Very nice.
No. For the first year, we'll take that. I was happy. Got to spend a lot of time. I had a lot of family come in, my wife's family. My mom and dad was there. So we kind of made it a big family affair, and it was nice to have all the support around while we were doing the cooking, and then with the awards too, y'all. y'all did a great job, the SCA, Brett and Ken, and y'all did an awesome job at that. And we, as cookers, especially I speak for myself, I really appreciate the effort and what y'all do to put this together.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Chris, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, excuse me, you've been cooking steak since the inception of SCA?
I might have missed a few, but real close to it.
So traditionally, you were also a barbecuer, correct?
Yes, that's what I started doing. Kind of cut my teeth on the competition, getting to see how things work. But yes, doing barbecue was my first.
And how many years have you been cooking barbecue prior to? I mean, you're still cooking, I'm assuming. But how many years have you been in the circuit cooking?
I think it's 6 years, I think, is what I've been in it. I'm probably still a newbie compared to a bunch of folks that's been cooking. But barbecue was a buddy of mine here in town. He kind of got me into it, and we went and kind of did cook together. And it was, of course, barbecue, it's a different creature. And it takes a lot more time and, to be quite frank, takes a lot more money. So having the SCA and the state competitions come in, the one-day thing, you know, it gives you a little more time that you don't have to take up a whole weekend. So it's a really good deal. I love to cook steaks, and I still like to cook barbecue, but steaks is it's a lot of fun, a lot of good people out there.
Yeah, and what's neat is a lot of the guys like yourself are cooking both. I love cooking barbecue cook-offs. If I'm off, if I'm not running a steak cook-off, I have a weekend off, I can go cook a barbecue. And we've actually worked it out to where we can do both. At some events, we're running dual events, which I think you did West Monroe is that way. And we've got quite a few planned that are going to be dual events. And, you know, it gives you a chance to do the best of both worlds.
Oh, for sure. And I think that's a great idea that y'all have come up with to add the steak events to the barbecue contest because, you know, Friday afternoon, yes, the barbecuers are doing a lot, but to be able to throw that one more competition in because we all love to compete, so we all want to win. It's just another avenue to do it, and I think it's a wonderful thing that y'all have done to bring that to the barbecue world, and you're going to bring a lot of barbecuers to the steak world, I think.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of guys that'll now cook both, and it seems it's a little easier. You know, some of the older guys that have cooked barbecue a long time, you know, it's a marathon. I'm shopping Thursday, running around, making sure I have everything I need, and I order some meats online, but some of them I pick up locally, and you know, some of the side ingredients. But and then you're Friday, Saturday there. It's a long weekend. You drive home Sunday.
It does make for a long weekend. Sure does.
Well, that's one of the advantages that I think a lot of the barbecuers are looking at now, that they see that they can come in, set up about 8:30 on a Saturday and do an appetizer, do a steak cook-off, if they feel like doing the appetizer, and wrap up the awards and get everything packed up and ready to go. And by 6:15, they're heading home.
Exactly.
That's what they're celebrating afterwards.
Oh, that's true.
Man, normally awards are 4:30 to 5, and we don't mess around at awards. You're done 5:15. You're on the highway usually.
Exactly.
Or you should, you know,
headed to the house. That's right.
Yeah.
It's nice to have that short contest where you can still have the weekend to do stuff. You know, of course, you got to keep up with them honeydews. So otherwise, you can't go cook.
No doubt.
Well, I do have one other quick question for you here while we're talking about state competitions and cook-offs and such. Now that you've already punched your ticket to Fort Worth, are you going to still – now, this is before you knew that you had won, but are you still on schedule to hit certain contests that you've already planned that you were going to do? Or are you going to pull back a little bit? Are you going to be more intense where you want to stay fresh, where you're actually – keeping them, you know, I guess in a steady practice and, you know, to get you prepared for Fort Worth?
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to stay going. I want to stay on the trail of cooking. And I want to stay at the top. I mean, I don't want to just wait to Fort Worth and see what happens. I want to stay sharp and keep cooking and just have fun at it. Now, I think that's a lot of to the winning is just go and have a good time and let things roll as they're going to roll. And but no, I've got some that I want to go to. I'm going to go to Magnolia this year. The first time I'll get to go to Magnolia. I'm really excited about going that and go see, you know, Dave and them putting that on. And
Dave runs
so
a great
event. I'm really excited. Yeah, yeah. Everybody talks so highly about that one. So I'm excited to be able to go to that one this year.
Bring some candy. You know, you go. They have a parade, which I think is really cool. You know, they line everybody up in this grocery store parking lot, and then that's the way they put you in your spots for your cook-off. They line you up, and then you go down a parade route. But, I mean, there's a couple thousand people from the town that come out, and so we always used to bring candy, and we just chunk it out there, and kids are going nuts for it, and it just makes their day. It's a neat part of the event.
That's cool. That's cool. But there's several. I want to go and get into Texas and do some in Texas. I've never done any in Texas, and I would like to do some there. Just, you know, it challenges to different type of steak cookers and different ways that people cook it, and just to go out and have fun and see what you can do in other parts of the country.
Well, where you're at, you've got access to quite a few of them. They're not a long drive, actually. That's epic. I mean, you've got Linden that's close, and you've got quite a few coming. And
Sherman's not too far. No, I mean, I know it's a short notice because it's this weekend, but
yeah.
And then again, we're going to talk about some of these events coming up. But we also got a Double Points event coming up in May.
Yeah, in May 28th.
Over here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So I mean, those are some things to consider.
Johnny hit a double points in Jacksonville and nailed 22 points. It's crazy.
That's huge. Yes, that's huge.
That's huge. I mean, I think last year the lowest point total you could have to get in was 16 at that point. I mean, I know that number will change this year based on the number of events, but 22 is huge.
Yes, it is a bunch. It makes it hard to catch a man when he's getting 22 points.
Well, that's all right. There's like, I believe there's 5 or 6 double points events, and you could win it just as well as him. You're just as good a cook.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and is that the Little Lamb one? Is that the one you're talking about that's double points?
No, actually, this is the that Little Lamb one is the same weekend as Magnolia. This one is May 28th. It's the North Texas State Cook-Off. This is the one Ken and I started when we first started SCA. This is kind of our test cook-off, and you know, we thought we knew better on certain things, and we were wrong, and you know, a couple things worked out great, but it was a great kind of stepping stone for SCA to get the ball rolling. So it's always it's near and dear to our hearts.
Yeah, it's the weekend after Magnolia, so
yeah.
That one's going to be a really, really good one. Last year we had a pretty good turnout for that one, and we're hoping to, you know, capitalize on the fact that this is a double points event, so we're going to expect a pretty good amount of teams out there.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited about it.
Well, Chris, we're working up against the big clock here. Yep. So our final question that we always ask everyone, if you could cook a steak for anyone, alive or dead, who would it be and why?
Well, I would probably be for Garth Brooks, just because I love to hear him sing, and he puts on one heck of a concert. So that's who I'd like to cook for.
He may even play a song for you afterward.
I would hope.
I bet he would. You're a great cooker. Thanks for coming on the show, and keep up the good work. We're watching.
Guys, I appreciate it. I really do. And thank y'all for all y'all do.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great evening.
All right.
Take care.
See y'all later.
All right, bye.
Yes, folks. Chris Austin, Cowboy Q, out of Arkansas. Class act. He hit it in Camden, so don't be surprised if you hear his name being called out in another contest here pretty soon.
You know what? And after the championship, when I posted something, I got him. I misplaced him in the results, so I apologize for that. And we tried to correct it, but still sticks with you when you miss something. It's something like that. So great guy, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon. Where are we going to roll next, JoJo? You got an idea here?
Spin the wheel.
Why not? How about the Shiner Wheel of Beer?
Let's do it.
Is it a green beer? Is it a regular beer? Is it a mirror beer? I don't think so.
Wow! We got a winner.
Well, tonight we added an added feature to the wheel. We put a wild card, so we get to pick any beer we want. So tonight, we have chosen
the George West Special.
Yes, the Schnitzelbach Light Blonde.
99 calories, JoJo.
We got to look good for, you know.
Oh, we're going to be slim and trim, buddy.
So here we go.
Whoa. Damn it.
Thanks for shaking those, JoJo. I appreciate that.
I did shake them.
Yeah, okay.
We need a whiskey sponsor.
No doubt. I don't think we'd make it through the show. Either that or we'd have a five-hour show and we'd be telling cook-off stories. Remember that one time when I got a call? Remember that? That was awesome.
Wow. That beer went everywhere, man. Okay, we're okay. Good thing we don't have video cameras in here, because everybody be getting a good laugh out of this one, because we both got spilled.
Yeah, we just made a mess.
It's all right. It's all right.
You know what? I believe we've got another guest on the line here. You want to jump over to him? We'll kind of rearrange the deck.
Let's see who's on the line.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Here's Johnny.
Could it be? Is it the man, the godfather of steak cook-offs? Is it the man, Johnny Joseph?
Yeah.
There it is. It's the Groucho Marx himself. Hey, buddy.
How y'all doing?
Real good. How about you?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us? Okay.
Yeah, you know, I live out here in the country. Sometimes I don't get a good signal. I'm kind of sitting on top of the house right now, so it's raining, so
Lord.
I can't talk too long. I got me one of them Schnitzelbach umbrellas trying to stay out of the rain.
Well, good. We appreciate you taking one for the team here, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Well, the main reason we want to talk to you is because we understand – or I understand, since my partner here was with you for the past weekend, that you won Mr. Popularity out there in Jacksonville.
Oh, man, I tell you what, that show, barbecue show, that convention, it was just a overwhelming deal. Win, lose, or draw, it's just a great thing for everybody to go to. All the seminars, all that stuff is just great. I was telling Ken earlier in the week when I left coming home Sunday, I had about 45 new friends that friend me. And to this day to right now, it's probably over 150 that I've been getting from all over the world. It's just unreal. It's a great feeling, and it's just great.
Well, we're going to slide into a Jacksonville roundtable after we talk with you here, and we'll really focus on Jacksonville, the MBBQA conference, and everything that happened down there. So we'll save part of that. Big deal is Johnny made – he won.
He won. There were two cook-offs in Jacksonville. We had the celebrity cook-off on Friday night. The classic, which was
the MBBQA Classic, which is our third annual.
Correct.
We follow the MBBQA conference around the country. Went from San Marcos, Texas, to Nashville, Tennessee, to Jacksonville, Florida. And next year, just down the road in Fort Worth, Texas, at Billy Bob's.
Well.
Home of the championship. We got the MBBQA conference will be shared probably between there and the River Ranch. But it's going to be here, so
very nice.
Everybody will get a chance. Now, Johnny, how did you do in the celebrity cook-off that night?
I came in 10th.
10th place. Okay, you got 10th place there. Little Bobby Stewart. We did our patented SCADAL award, the Dead Ass Last Award. Bobby came in last place, right? But
that's correct.
He said you could come up if you wanted. Bobby won a year... a 1-year membership for coming up there and strutting his stuff. Now, he got some redemption later. We'll talk about that. But do you have the results from Friday night, JoJo?
Yes, sir. As Johnny mentioned, he got 10th place in the Celebrity Steak Cook-Off on Friday night. 9th place went to Tomiko Shimojo.
I don't have any music for that.
That's all right. It's all right.
He is actually from Japanese team.
Yes.
That guy, they come all the way from Japan.
Wow.
Johnny was nice enough to lend him a table. Guy brought him a PK grill grates. Isn't that right, Johnny?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They were right there with us.
You know, I got to give credit to Johnny because Johnny spent a good majority of his time helping out people. Him and Brian McLarty spent a ton of time helping out people around him and just being great ambassadors for SCA.
Very nice.
And it was neat to see, and we appreciate that, Johnny.
My pleasure.
On eighth place, we had Ron Thompson from Texas, from Austin. Robin went out.
Yeah.
Seventh place went to Chris Lilly, Big Bob Big Gibson. Bob.
Yeah, Chris did well.
Sixth place went to Mark Lambert. Very nice.
Good job.
Mark's going to be the new president next year. Or this coming year.
That's right. Linda's president now. Mark's taking over next year, so he will be the man in Fort Worth that kind of leads the...
Well, congratulations, Mark, and good luck to you. And anything that SCA can do to help, let us know.
Absolutely.
Fifth place went to Craig Kimball.
Yep. No, I don't think that's right. Yeah, that's it. Craig Kimball, Firehouse Barbecue.
Then fourth place went to Alan Dietrich.
I did. Alan Dietrich is a blogger, a barbecue blogger that we met down there. Great guy.
Third place went to Heath Riles.
He won it last year as well as the NBBQA Classic.
He won both contests.
Yeah, he swept them last year. But he got a third place, and as he came up there, he's like, there's something wrong with this judging. He's joking, of course. Now, that guy's a class act.
I was going to say, he is very well known in the circuit and very well respected. And for him to come up with a third place finish, that was big for him.
Yeah, great finish.
He was kind of mad at me. Right before they called out third place, I pointed at him, and they called his number out. And he said, "You jinxed me. What'd you do that for?" But he's great sport. He's a great guy. Great cook.
He is.
Second place went to a team called Boar's Night Out. Who are these?
Who are these guys?
Yeah.
Boar's Night Out are they're out of Mississippi. They're a big MBN team.
Okay.
They do whole hog and NBA contests, basically pork guys.
I got
so
you.
They got second, didn't they?
Second.
Yeah, to get a second place that's knocking it out of the park because they cook pork every weekend. They don't cook steak up there.
Very nice. Very nice. And then, of course, first place went to Jimmy Shotwell. Now, he's out of Memphis. Is that correct?
He is. Jimmy owns the Memphis barbecue store. You know, they, of course, sell all things barbecue there. And this was his first steak cook-off. Said he used a combination of 5 different rubs.
Wow.
And he gave me the whole ratio, but I got busy listening to them, so I gave up. But really nice guy. It was not great getting to know him.
Now, Johnny, when you were out there in Florida, and again, this was business as usual for you, right? There was nothing extraordinarily different that you did. I mean, what you did last weekend is the same thing you do the weekend before, or what you're going to do this week. You just show up, you have your set game plan, and you...
That's correct. I mean, nothing changed. I didn't do nothing different besides, like Brett said, Big Fish and I worked our butts off helping everybody else to get their game on and get set up. Even Jimmy was there right beside us, too, and we helped him.
I have no doubt Johnny might have done a little better had he not been helping everybody around him. But just being that great ambassador he was, he really stepped up for us.
Well, if anything, you proved it on Saturday with the victory. So,
yeah.
You know, we're proud of the fact that you did that. I mean, I understand that you were busy on Friday night, and we've seen a ton of pictures from different personalities that have all over Facebook. And I'm telling you, man, you guys were really hustling Friday night.
Yeah, it's really, people just have to be there. I think I had three chimneys, and I was lighting them as fast as I could get them, and fast as I set them up on top of my grill, somebody grabbed them and go dump them in their grill. And when it was all said and done, I was, luckily, you know, I have that little butane burner, which lights the charcoal pretty quick, so. Like I said, as fast as they, I get them lit and set them up there so they get going, they were going and dumping their piss. I think I finally got my grill lit there at the end, but, it didn't matter to me. I enjoyed the camaraderie, it's hard to explain, guys. Brett can tell you. That's why I passed up an hour and a half show and drove 11 hours to this, just because, the magnitude of this show and meeting all these good folks.
You know, Johnny, there was more pictures of you posted on Friday night than Kim Kardashian. I think you almost broke the internet. No, and you didn't even have to go nude on there, Johnny. What a deal.
Yeah,
you were all the way from Japan to America and everywhere.
Hey, he's not kidding. I was looking at my Twitter feed, and you were in the top five top Twitter feeds. You are ahead of Kanye West, Donald Trump, Kim Kardashian,
and Billy the Goat.
Yeah, and Billy Goat. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Well, that's what that thing's about, man. We met so many great people, and Johnny, you know, being the ambassador he was kind of in the center of the action. So it was a good event. Wasn't it neat? We were on the second floor of the hotel there, which overlooked the river, had this cool blue bridge in the background and some palm trees. And we actually had one of the cookers, Dan, the guy from Chops Injectors. Dan had a drone.
A drone, yeah.
So he was flying his drone up above everybody. And so we got some real cool video footage of the cook area and people cooking. We cooked 250 steaks for the conference that night, and he caught all that from the air. It's kind of neat. I need a drone, by the way. Just saying, JoJo.
I hear you. I hear you.
I may have to refinance my house to get a drone, but I want one.
Yeah, you got to have a license to fly those too, you know.
I know. If you have three DWIs, can you still get a drone?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm safe. I don't have any. Good deal. Check. We have a couple of people that might in the association that might not be able to get one, but I can.
Thank you for bringing up my past.
Sorry, Cha-Cha. Didn't mean to punch you in the face.
Brett, yeah, people understand why we go to this convention. Why SCA really supports this organization, how it really got started and stuff. You want to explain that to everybody?
No idea, but tell you what, we're going to start a Jacksonville roundtable. I've got the mayor on the other line. Let's bring him on and we can all talk, because I think it's important to bring him in. He's the missing piece of this wheel here.
I agree.
Ken Phillips.
Brett Galloway, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing good, buddy. Thanks for coming
good.
On tonight.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey,
JoJo.
Kenny.
Great show, as always.
Thank you. Well, Johnny brought up a good deal and how NBBQA has kind of been our little springboard, I guess you'd call it, to help us grow.
You know, it's a great networking opportunity to meet folks. There are people that have been in the competition cooking world forever, certainly long before us, and they were such welcoming people and helped us get events in different parts of the country and, you know, came and cooked with us and you know, even this past conference, you know, our phone, as you well know, Brett, been ringing off the hook all week long with people wanting to do new events. So it's a great opportunity to meet new people and just was a great, great week.
You know, everyone, they look at the tag of this thing, you know, the price tag to come to this. And as a cooker, you're going to meet the, you know, some of the top names in the cooking world, but you know, that's just a small part of it. They do, they had a class where they broke down a cow. I mean, they do a butchering class. They had Stephen Reichlin on there, author. What's his book? Barbecue Bible?
Barbecue Bible.
He did a great segment. Meathead went on there and went on for about 2 hours on grilling and barbecue. And I learned a lot of things from him. And there's so many things that can be learned for a cooker just by going to this. And, you know, it's nice to rub elbows with some of these celebrities, but the information that came out of it is invaluable, I think.
Absolutely. Great contacts. And it is really, you know, it looks like a lot, but it's a great value. You know, just advertising in a magazine or on radio or, you know, any form of advertising you do is very expensive. And this, the value for your money is huge. And the fun factor. It was a lot of fun. Linda Orison, the president of the National Barbecue Association, puts on this party for the last 3 years that we've gone, has just done an excellent job. She is a great host and just really knows how to have fun.
Yeah, it was really neat.
Hey, Mayor, this is JoJo. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Folks, I want people to understand that we, you know, we've been giving Johnny a hard time of all the pictures, and he was, you know, on the Twitter feed. The second most popular person I saw in Jacksonville was the mayor. Seriously.
It was.
I saw pictures of you with everyone. That was so really cool.
Well, I walked a lot. My walk meter had so many steps on it, it broke at the end of that. It took me a few days to get caught up, but it was great.
Like
just being in the center of things. Pardon, Brett?
Didn't you have like 12,000 steps one day?
Yeah, 3 days.
Golly, all three of them.
Executive.
Wow. We both came back.
Funny, my daughter came home. Jessica came home from vacation. She went to New Orleans with her friends, and she was whining that her feet hurt and that she'd walk for days. And I showed her my phone, and she goes, oh. I was like, I outwalked her by a long shot.
Well, the event last.
It was a great convention. Just the people we got to meet. And did you mention we're next year?
We did, but why don't you reiterate that?
We are, or not we, but the the show next year is going to be in the Stockyards in Fort Worth. And so we will be doing a steak cook-off in conjunction with that, as well as the exhibition match. So, big time in Fort Worth next year. So all of you steak cookers who weren't able to come and join us this year, put it in your calendars. It's the first weekend in April 2017.
Yeah.
And we are going to have a huge party in Fort Worth.
You're going to be there, though, right, Johnny?
Yes, sir. I got my ticket ready.
And, you know, of course, we're doing our 2016 SCA World Championship at Billy Bob's again.
Already got my ticket for that one, too.
Already sent it this weekend. Good job, buddy.
Or October the 29th.
Yep. Costumes off.
We are going to do bigger and better things than last year. And last year was a lot of fun. This year we're going to do it without all the rain.
You know, a lot of – yes, please. You know, a lot of the things that happened at that conference happened after the conference. You know, all the marketing opportunities, all the, you know, you just sit down and talk to these people. And in those little lounges were some of the biggest deals were made that weekend. It's not just the conference. There's afterwards. And in Fort Worth, they're going to have fire pits. They've got 6 fire pits set up. So you'll be sitting and standing with some of the neatest people in the cooking world and kind of rubbing elbows with them.
It'll be a lot of fun. It took me all week to recover.
Good. How are you recovering, Johnny?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Doing real good. Hey, Brett, if it's all right, I would like to talk about one of the competition seminars they had, if it's all right, about share all the thoughts that come across the table from all the world champion barbecue guys that just a couple of notes for all the cookers out there. They talked about, and JoJo asked me, did I do anything different going to Florida that I do every day? And one of the comments, they say they do the same thing every time, the same way, no matter where they at. And also they talked about their rubs. If they use Morton salt, they use a certain kind of cayenne. They use the same brand when they make their season every time. They do not change because different name brands have a different taste. They talked about the same kind of meat they buy for their competitions. They use the same every time. They don't go use a off-brand, nothing off-brand. Everything is what they use is quality every time.
Now, that's a good point. We've experienced that in the barbecue world. Dave Calvary taught me that valuable lesson. You know, I hit in ribs 1 week, and the next week I didn't. And he asked what I used, and I said, well, I use this. And, of course, and Dave, in his infinite wisdom, just looked at me and said, kind of seems like I would go back to what I was using. It was a valuable lesson because it applies to exactly what you're talking about. You go with what brought
you
there.
Just to add a quick note, PK Grills, PK stands for Portable Kitchen. And if everyone's had a chance to look at pictures from the event, we had it on rooftops. We had it on streets. We had it on patios. I walked down the street. I took one of the PK Grills from the hotel, the Hyatt, big-time hotel, down the street to our venue, just wheeled it down the street. So they truly are portable, and they were sure well represented at this event.
Good luck dragging your Weber down the street on those three rickety legs.
That fall off every time?
Yeah, exactly. Now, those PKs were neat. We've got some pictures. There was, at one point, I saw five in a row lined up. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, that's the Joseph's family.
Oh,
Johnny
Sprock. Man, you got a whole team of them.
That is my team.
Team Joseph?
Did we talk about the 903 tour coming up?
We haven't got there. We haven't got there yet. We're just going to kind of hit Jacksonville for a little while.
Good. It was a lot of fun.
Now, I've got a question for both of you guys. Well, actually, for all three of y'all, since y'all were there in Jacksonville.
All right.
What was the one moment of the entire weekend that just stood out the most to you? Just if you could pick one thing, what was the one event that stood out? Brett, you go first.
The Friday night cook-off, the Friday night celebration, the low and slow versus the hot and fast. It was on a second deck of the Hyatt Regency, overlooked the lake. And I remember we cooked 250 steaks for the public, but I remember looking up and it was just a sea of people. It was nuts to butts. I mean, it was packed. And we had a drone flying overhead. To me, that stood out as the shining moment. And I guess never mind. Go.
How about you, Ken?
Someone also hit it because it was awesome.
Quite a few. My most, aha moment from the weekend was Monday when I got a phone call just out of the blue. It was a guy named Mike Mills, who is the godfather of barbecue.
Yes.
From 13th Street Barbecue, and he personally called me and just said the SCA is such a great organization, how much fun he had, how he enjoyed meeting all of the steak cookers as well as us. And, he said that he loves that it's here for, some of his friends have gotten older and doing a full-blown barbecue is too tough for them. They're able to come and join. Or, entry-level, bringing new blood into the sport. He'd recognize that as well. And to get a call from him at the end of the weekend was really incredible.
That was really huge. That's cool. That's really cool. What about you, Johnny? What was the one shining moment?
Guys, I'll tell you what. I can't say there was one shining moment. It was shining from the time I got there to the time I left. I mean, if I said one thing, I could think of 100 more. And even the win, I mean, that was great. But that it's hard to describe what went on that weekend in one word or two. It's just phenomenal. I mean, the whole great weekend. I almost just have to say the whole weekend was it for me, and all the people that I met, and it's hard to say. I mean,
okay. Well, then I got a quick question. Here's a follow up. I'm pretty sure I already know what the mayor's answer is because he kind of answered it. But if you can fill in this blank, Johnny, I went to the NBBQA, and I still can't believe I spoke with
Daddy-O.
Daddy-O
from the shed. I ate breakfast with Daddy-O at the shed. And then I met him. I knew him, and I never sat down and talked to him. And when I got ready to leave Saturday night, he come, shook my hand, said, "It was a pleasure meeting you, Johnny Joseph." And I'm all, Daddy-O.
That is cool. That yeah. Right there is a really neat moment. Okay, Mayor, same thing with you. I went to the NBBQA, and I can't believe I talked with.
I spoke with Harry Sue, who was the winner of the barbecue chopped competition. He's from California, and he was having the time of his life Friday night. Cooking. I have a couple nephews that live in Jacksonville, and he was gracious and took pictures with them and wants to do some cook-offs in California. So his enthusiasm and just what a great guy he was. I really enjoyed meeting him.
Very nice. All right, same question to you, Brett. I went to the NBBQA, and I can't believe I spoke with...
Oh, man. I've met most of these guys at the other conferences, but I think the one that stood out was actually the call Kenny got from Mike Mills. Just the fact that he took the time to call us, and I wasn't on the line, but I had goosebumps when Ken was telling me about it because I respect Mike Mills and everything he's done. And just the fact that he took time out of his day to call us as, you know, founder of SCA, that was huge.
Very nice. Very nice. So would you say both all three of y'all, would y'all say that this was one of those defining moments in life?
I don't think it was a defining moment in life. I think it was a defining moment in SCA. I think every one of their conferences has been a defining moment for us. You know, they've opened up a lot of doors for us. We're members of NBBQA, but I think this kind of springboards us to another level again. That the Friday night event, the awards at that thing, the energy in that room was, you can't replicate that. It was nuts. I mean, it just, isn't that right, Johnny? The energy in there was nuts.
Yeah. You know, the plan was after the cook-off, we were all going to go to another part of the hotel for awards and dessert. And mm-hmm. They couldn't get people off that patio. we just started a grow. You know, the energy at that event was so huge, no one wanted to leave.
Poor JoJo, he's sitting here kicking himself.
Hey, I'm not the one that I don't want to even get into that.
Oh. I mean, it was a great event.
Yeah, it was really neat. You know,
it's a shame JoJo's got to go do Camden next year again. You know, we're going to be in
a different weekend next year.
Forward.
It'll be in Fort
Worth.
No, Forward.
Johnny's getting back at me because I didn't even go cut his lawn. That's what the deal is.
JoJo.
See, JoJo.
So you just changed the direction on your prop on your boat?
I told him earlier, I said, Johnny.
Well, I couldn't be joking. No. How is the flooding, Johnny, in your area? Donnie lives in an area that is impacted by the flooding that Operation Barbecue Relief is there cooking. And one of our members, Brian Rapolo, is there cooking for people that their homes are flooded. So, Johnny, can you talk about that for a minute?
Oh, yeah, I was wanting to bring that up. I'm glad you mentioned it, Ken. Matter of fact, I just let Brian just probably a couple of hours ago. They rolled in last Saturday and started setting up and called me Sunday, and he was wanting my rotisserie, so I carried it. I just got in from Florida. I grabbed my rotisserie and carried it over there. They've been over there, and they've been cooking anywhere from 7 to 9 to 10,000 meals a day, feeding all this. And Brian's been in West Monroe taking care of this for ORB. So my hat's off to him. His wife was here. They're about to wind it up. Things are looking better in our hometown. The water's really dropped down a lot. I think they're probably going to be able to move back out, I'm guessing probably Saturday, and get back to their home.
Well,
sure, gracious of them to do that. I've lived in an area that got flooded when I first moved away from home. I lived in Kansas, and it flooded. And, you know, when the floodwaters go down, you know, the cleanup starts. You know, it wrecks your water heater, your air conditioning, just everything in your home, and you just don't get back in there right away. It's a long cleanup for those folks that whose homes were destroyed.
Yeah.
Well, again, a quick shout-out to OBR and especially to the Rapallos and to you, Johnny, for helping out. And it's been a very tough year for a lot of natural disasters, and I know OBR has been deployed plenty, and it's only March, so
it's crazy.
It's been crazy, but
hey,
shout
out too to Brian McLarty. You know, Brian did a lot of work between Christmas and New Year's Eve. You know, Brian is a steak cooker as well, so got a lot
correct.
Of great members. Great members
in Garland.
In
the North Texas area, but. Shout out to everybody, to Stan. If you're listening, Stan, shout out to you too. It's just really good that everybody gets together and can volunteer and do what they can. And folks, if you get an opportunity, check it out. OBR, Operation Barbecue Rescue. You can check them out on the website. So, guys, it sounds like y'all had so much fun. I have a feeling that Fort Worth next year is going to be even better.
I think
can
Epic
I ask
might
question?
Be a good word. Yes, sir.
Did Brett, did you say it's not going to be the same weekend as Camden?
Ken, can you verify that? I believe it's going to be a week later, if I remember right. Is that right?
It's going to be the first
weekend always
in
been
April.
The same.
Yeah, it's always been the same. I think they've delayed it a week.
Johnny, it's going to be the first weekend in April. So the Wednesday through Saturday, the first week of April.
Boy, old Chip better be ready. He went from 30-some to 50-some this year. If there's no event other than that this weekend, he's going to have 70 teams up there. It looks like it'll be probably the 5th through the 9th of April next year. We shall see.
Okay. Sounds
we'll
like a winner.
It will be fun. I can promise you that.
It won't be no 11 hours.
Yeah, I live 45 minutes from there, so it won't be so bad.
All right.
Yes,
final
we
thought.
Do.
Final thoughts on Jacksonville. Anybody?
It was well done. Well done. Just, you know, all the work that the planters did. Linda Orson, great job.
The connections are invaluable. Anybody it has. I mean, if you have a sauce company like Heath Riles, they do their award of excellence. He won 12 awards for his different rubs and sauces. Kevin Riley, SCA member, he won an award.
Very nice.
Actually, one of your sponsors won 4 awards in the award of excellence.
Sucklebuster?
Sucklebusters, Dan.
Dan. Congratulations, Dan.
How many
congratulations, Kevin.
Brett, how many new judges joined us? Brett hosted a judging class there while we were doing the cook-off, and I believe there were 27 brand-new trained, certified SCA judges there. Florida is going to be a good area for a state cook-off. We're really excited.
We ran 28 judges through there, one of them being the president of the Florida Barbecue Association that actually just sent me an email, and he has two events that he thinks would really like to have an SC event, so we'll follow up with those. We trained a rep in Florida, which is invaluable for us. He did a great job. You know, and it just it saves the promoters money, which helps us to or lowers their costs, and hopefully we will be able to have many more events in Florida, and I kind of project 8 to 10 next year in the Florida market.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was waiting for them to answer something.
No,
yes, folks, this is a live show. This is a live show.
Dead air.
Struggling. Thank you. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up with you guys. This was our little Jacksonville roundtable. I am very proud to be a part of this association. I'm very proud of you guys, especially the fact that SCA was very well represented and very well liked in Florida at the convention. And hopefully next year we can repeat this whole thing here in Fort Worth and go on from there.
Definitely a team effort. You know,
as I'm signing out, hey, JoJo, great job. I never get to see you anymore because we're traveling the opposite ends of the world, but you were a great representative for the SCA, and we're just lucky to have you.
Well, thank you very much. Hopefully I get to
I agree with that.
You're a good man, JoJo, and
thank
everyone
you.
Loves you. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night,
buddy.
Hey,
we're
all going to be together this weekend.
And I will bring the
lawnmower. Yes, we are.
Yes, he's tuned it up this week on Wednesday. So you're going to get a fresh yard cut. Just set up, you'll mow the yard, and then you can put your tent up.
It's an inside joke, folks. Ask Johnny when y'all see him in Sherman. He'll explain everything.
Ask Johnny.
Sure, we're glad to.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Love you guys, and we'll see y'all Saturday.
Thank you, Joe. Thank y'all.
Thanks,
love y'all. Bye.
Thanks, Johnny.
He's also a Joe.
All right, and we're back to the show. And those guys, they were great. Oh, geez, Brett in Spanish. Gonna fade that out there.
Meow, meow now.
Meow, 7. Meow, 8.
Folks, that was a nice little roundtable we had with the mayor, Ken Phillips, and with Johnny Joseph. Consummate professionals, great champion.
Great.
Guys, I'm telling you, Florida, I'm going to tell you personally from my point of view, listening to a lot of the stories that I've been listening to and seeing a lot of the pictures and a lot of what was during the weekend, it looked like it was an incredible time. And for anybody that has the opportunity to ever get involved, I know that next year it's coming to Fort Worth, but no matter where it goes. Last year was Nashville, wasn't it? And the year before that,
that's correct.
It was San Marcos, Texas?
San Marcos. But
so no matter where it moves to, folks, if you can get a chance to go to the NBBQA convention, please do, because there is so much going on there. And, again, the guys were talking about this earlier. A lot of information was exchanged. A lot of new faces, new friends are made. And I'm telling you, it is an experience beyond belief, and I would love to experience this.
You know, and if you cook in the SCA cook-off on Saturday, you get access to the little trade show they have there, so you can check out the exhibitors. You get to talk to a lot of the celebrities that from the barbecue world that are cooking, but that's not the whole show. You know, they've got those classes. I sat in there, and I was amazed at some of the things. I just thought I knew, but I didn't know. You know, Meathead, that guy he's taking it to a whole nother level. And
if he's anything close to what the articles he writes on the website.
Oh, he's the real deal.
It is. I mean, this guy, he knows what he's talking about.
Oh, seriously. He does. No doubt.
And I took some lessons from some of his blog writings, and I'm telling you, he knows what he's talking about. So if you get an opportunity to check him out, please do. I'm telling you, it is invaluable information.
Yeah, it's... Even if we weren't running an event, I'd be there next year for the whole conference. It's that valuable. I enjoyed it.
Very nice. So
I'm cheap too.
as we're wrapping things up with Jacksonville, We didn't get a chance to go over the top 10 other than the fact that, you know, Johnny did win it. So congratulations, sure. Johnny. 10th place went to, how do you say his last name?
Sir.
10th place, Robert.
Robert Entricken. He was, okay. Have you had their spice? They're like Triscuits with seasoning on them. They're unbelievable. They're off the chain. Him and his wife make these things, and they sell them.
Okay.
They are awesome. I'll order some tomorrow.
We need to try. I need to try this.
We'll be eating them next week during the show. They're amazing.
Okay. 9th place went to Mike Rossetter.
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 First-time SCA cooker out of Florida.
Okay.
Did a good job.
8th place, Jared Carter.
Jared Carter, Carter's Barbecue. He's a barbecue guy that I met at our first SCA event in Florida and talked to him, and I said, man, why don't you come out and try it? And, you know, just it's steak, appetizers, or one bite challenge. And so him and his wife came out and they cooked. He got a call in steak, and what did he get, an appetizer?
It doesn't show here. I only have the top two
he
for
got,
appetizer.
He got second or third in appetizer.
It had to be third because I got two different names here for apps.
Okay, he got a third place in appetizer, and it was a, she made her own shortcake with cheese, like a strawberry shortcake.
Ooh, that sounds very
with
good.
A white ganache sauce over it. It was pretty dang good.
Pretty good.
Ain't gonna lie.
Okay, so 7th place in steak was Brad Orson.
Brad Orson from the Shed.
The Shed.
The Shed representing.
Very nice. 6th place went to Rick Hewitt. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The Shed, a lot of these guys, some of the bigger names in the barbecue world, I mean, for them to hit was great because they were cooking for the public. I mean, there was our little world, but they had their world where they sold wristbands, and they cooked for the public from noon till 3. And I looked over there, and it was nuts to butts, man. It was packed with people.
In addition to cooking steak.
Yeah,
while
in addition.
Wow.
So steak turning was 3 to 3:30. So they didn't have the time to focus like these other guys. So every call one of those guys got was huge.
Very nice. Okay, so 6th place went to Rick Hewitt. You know,
yes, taxi cab. They're out of New York City.
New York City. I remember you talking about these guys. 5th place went to Boar's Night Out. They came in 2nd on the celebrity, and they came in 5th for Saturday.
And they were also part of the barbecue bash.
4th place went to the winner the night before, Jimmy Shotwell.
He did.
He got 4th place.
2nd steak cook-off. The guy's got a 1st and a 4th.
Not too bad. Not
he
too
did
bad.
Good.
Not too bad. 3rd place, Texas boy, Junior Urias.
Junior, yeah. He was part of that same deal.
Very nice.
And he got a 3rd place.
Very nice. So congratulations to Junior.
Junior's nice. Rub for grub.
Exactly. Nice high five for the Midland Odessa area for him.
High five.
High five. 2nd place, yes, the Bandit. Deadass last the night before.
Redemption Tour.
Redemption Tour. With less than 24 hours later.
It's the same thing that happened to David Nelson in San Marcos. He went from last to 2nd.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Congratulations,
oh,
Bobby.
Redemption.
And he has named his grill. We were talking about his white grill. It's called the White Devil or the Diablo, I think.
Yeah. It depends whether he's been drinking or not. If he's drinking, it's El Blanco Diablo.
Otherwise, it's
just the White Devil.
The White Devil. But it
depends when you catch it.
When you see him, you'll know it's him because he's the only one with the different color.
It is sweet looking,
it
too.
It is nice. It is really
I
nice.
I checked it out. It's got like a pearl finish, kind of like a Lexus.
Yeah. It's
really
it's
nice.
Sharp. So congratulations, Bobby. And, of course, 1st place to the godfather of the SCA, and that is Johnny Joseph.
Joseph.
And Mr. Wes Monroe.
His team of PKs. He had 5 PKs lined up at the end there.
Amazing. I tell you, Johnny is, again, Brett and the mayor brought this up. He is a fabulous ambassador to this association. And
definitely.
I am so proud to be friends and maybe even, I would say, I respect him so much to the point where I give him a lot of the credit for a lot of what I do. So, you know, Johnny, thank you for everything you do. And, again, you are a great ambassador to this association, and we're proud of you.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, come on. Did you really say that?
I even had music playing in the background. So with these contests that we have just gone over, and we did talk about George West, we talked about Camden, and we talked about Jacksonville, Right now, our point standings are as such.
As such, and so forth.
First place, Johnny Joseph. Wow. Not only is he pictured everywhere,
okay.
His name keeps coming up in the show.
Now, this is the importance of a double points event.
Yes, folks. This is the difference when we're going to tell you in the points, okay?
Everybody had a chance to go to that event.
I'll tell you what. Let me do it backwards. How's that? Let me do it backwards.
Jeez, there's like 200 cookers already.
No. I'm going to do it backwards.
Okay.
We have a four-way tie for fifth place.
Okay.
Fifth place is 18 points.
18 points.
Okay. So in fifth place, we have Brendan Locker with Rock Bottom Barbecue out of Grand, Texas.
Qualified.
Qualifier. Chris Austin, Cowboy Q. Qualified.
Qualifier.
Salt Creek Barbecue, Gene Potts.
Not qualified yet, but on the way.
On the way. And Up in Smoke, Junior Urias.
Yes.
Okay.
Remember.
So again, fifth place, 18 points.
18.
Fourth place, 21 points.
Uh-oh.
Mom Pa Grillers with Alan Newton to 29 points.
Okay.
And that is Mr. Early.
Yeah.
Joe Early, RI Cook Team number 2.
Qualifier. Okay.
Second place. All right, folks. Get your calculators ready. It goes from 29 points to 46.
Good Lord.
Second place is 46 points, and that is your boy, Bandit Barbecue, Bobby Stewart.
Second place. All right.
Terrell, Texas.
Good job, Bobby.
First place, Johnny Joseph.
Johnny Joseph.
52 points. So between first and fifth, you're going from 18 points to 52 points, if you can believe that.
Now, we've got five more or four or five more of these events already on the books, double points. It just shows the value of these. You cannot miss a double of points event. If you hit one of these deals, you don't have to win. You could hit a second and have a real good chance at making it to the championship on points, because the winner of every event is automatically qualified. At the end of the year, we take them out of the mix, and it's the next top 10 in points that get in. So if you hit a double points event, that's your man, and you can't miss those events.
Now, when's the next double points event?
May 28th is the next one in
Keller, Texas. The North Texas State Cook-Off.
If you look on SCA, we've got some killer trophies that just came in today.
I did post a picture earlier on the SCA Facebook page if y'all want to take a look at them. We actually held a bottle of beer next to it just to kind of give you an idea of the size. It is that big of a trophy. Seriously, it is gorgeous.
It's almost as big as my belly. They're
not
big.
Not as much, but just close enough.
22-inch trophies.
But let me show you this, Brett. And this is no kidding. Last year, to qualify, usually to be a qualifier, the cutoff was like at 16 points.
16 was the drop deadline last year.
But if you look at the point standing, if you got at least 11 points, that means you at least possibly had won one contest, because that was
You were in automatically.
But you were in automatically anyway. So right now we have the difference between first place to 52 points down to 11 points. There's a tie for 11th place, but the point differentials are in the teens. Then all of a sudden you have two in the 20s, and then 140, and then a 50.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you get an opportunity, please take advantage of the fact that there are some double point events coming up. Sign up quick, because these spots will fill up. I'm not kidding you. So those are things you need to consider and need to work accordingly.
And a lot of these double points events now, that was the first one. It was in Florida. I believe the remainder of them will be in the DFW area. So it's kind of, these are going to be centrally located. So anybody can come hit these events. They're going to be good.
Exactly. Now that's going to segue us into the event calendar. As we're talking about double points events, we're going to go ahead and talk about a few events that are coming up in the near future. Yeah. Okay.
Double.
Yes. Double
points.
So, this weekend, this Saturday, Sherman, Texas, we are going to be at the second annual 903 Brewers State Cook-Off. This is at a active brewery, very nice setup. Last year we did it, and it was a good turnout. We're expecting about the same turnout this year. it is going to be a blast. They had a really nice house band in there that was playing. The brewery is actually running and open. There is multiple tastings of different beers and such there. And the setup is basically in between the buildings, and it is a very good setup there. And again, last year, the charity they did it was for Women Rock, which was a breast cancer awareness charity. So we hope to see y'all there in Sherman, Texas for this one. This one also is a Cosmos Q event. If you happen to hit a win and you use Cosmos Rubs, you get an additional $100 gift card. Is that correct?
That's correct. So if you win, we'll go over to you, and if you can pull out the Cosmos Rub that you used, we'll take a picture. We'll give you a piece of paper to fill out, and Darian at Cosmos will send you a $100 gift card.
Very nice.
It pays to use Cosmos.
Yes, one of our title sponsors. And again, thank you, Darian, for your generosity there in doing this. Then on April 2nd, we will be in Pleasant Hill, Missouri for the Smoking on Big Creek Steak Cook-Off. Now, this one's a combination barbecue and steak cook-off. Yours truly is going to be there.
Which one?
You, Smoking on the Big Creek.
Yeah, I should be at that one. I'm going to go up there and run the steak side.
Very nice, very nice. So, folks, if you can make it, Pleasant Hill, Missouri, that's going to be April 2nd. Also on April 2nd, we have the Riverfest PK Challenge. This one is in Little Rock, Arkansas. This one has already been sold out. This is a PK Grills only event. So I believe they are at 60 teams. I think the cutoff was at 60.
Yeah, he's actually at 65 teams.
Holy cow.
Yeah, 65 is the team.
So
the number.
On this one, the mayor will be representing there in Little Rock. This one's going to be a very, very good contest also. So you got two good contests going on the same weekend.
Yeah.
So, folks, keep that in mind, Missouri and Arkansas. Now, April 9th, there is going to be a judges class in Greenwood, Mississippi.
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit what's going on there?
Yeah, on the same day, they're doing an SCA certified judge class as well as an MBN judges certified class. So you can take two classes in one day, be eligible to judge events all over the world with SCA. And then MBN, you know, they're in about five states or cells. So you can judge everything from steak to whole hog to cabrito.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
So that one's going to be in Greenwood, Mississippi. And again, that's going to be on April the 9th. Now, also on April 9th, Scurry County Cowboy Church State Cook-Off. This one's in Snyder, Texas.
It is.
Now, I'm going to verify this before I say it. This is a Grill Grade event, correct?
It is a Grill Grade event. So the winner will win an extra $500 to the highest, well, not the winner, the highest placing team will get a $500 bonus from Grill Grade.
So they don't necessarily have to be
They don't have to win. They just have to be the highest placing team using Grill Grades.
And, of course, the judges or the head judge, the representative, will verify they are Grill
Grades. That's correct, yeah.
So there's a distinctive way they can tell. So,
it is true.
So that one's in Snyder, Texas.
Actually, you know what? That one has really killer belt buckle trophies.
Yes, that's correct.
The winner gets a great-looking belt buckle. They're a cowboy church. Is who the money's going to support. But so they have the Cowboy Church logo on there.
Very cool.
The man kneeling at the cross. And it's a great event. And all the money from that event goes to support the church. They're in a building now that seats like 47 people, and they have 70-some there every service. So they're just trying to build a larger building to spread the word. So be a good cause if you choose to go to that one.
Very nice. And that is in Snyder, Texas, everybody. Now, on that same day, on the 9th, in Hoofddorp, Netherlands,
yes,
we have the baseball and barbecue steak cook-off. Our rep, Henry, will be running this, or Harry, I'm sorry.
Harry Havinga will be running that for us.
He'll be running that for us in the Netherlands. Then, the following weekend on April 16th, Houston, Texas. Yes, we are coming back to Houston. We are going to do the John Henry's Steak Challenge. In addition to steak, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's also a salmon challenge in this
Yeah, that's right. They're going to cook steak. They're going to provide the salmon for the teams. And John Henry's, I don't know. Do you use his rubs?
Yes, I have used them before.
That
good.
Pecan rub he has is off the chain.
Awesome.
I can eat that stuff straight. I don't need to put it on anything. But he's got his own line of rubs. It's the father, John Henry. It's him. He will be at the event. His son Ernest will be there, and it's going to be a neat event. They're going to do a little people's choice deal where if
correct.
You choose to participate, it actually pays some money. But steak and salmon, another first from SCA.
Now, we had the opportunity, me and Brett got to meet Mr. John Henry.
That's
there
right.
In Houston. He came down to the Ike's event, the Houston Steak Championship, at the first event this year. We got the opportunity to speak with him and kind of just, kick some things around. And awesome gentleman.
He's great.
Very cool. And this one also is a Grow Great event. So, again.
It is.
$500 bonus.
$500 from Grow Great for the highest placing team using Grow Greats.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you, Grow Greats. Thank you, Brad, and everybody there.
Thanks, Michael.
On the following weekend.
We know you run the show.
Wink, wink. On the 23rd of April, we're going to be coming back to Linden, Texas. Yes, folks, the Cass County Championship Rodeo Steak Cook-Off.
That's a good one.
That one's a good one. And also, ironically, a Grow Great event.
Ironically, another $500.
$500. So Grow Greats is trying to make an impact here, baby.
These added money events, the cookers need to take attention when they see that, because it's most of the teams use Grow Greats. You don't have to use them. I mean, it's part of the scoring. If you have good scores, if you have good grill marks, you're judged accordingly. If you don't have grill marks, it does not count against you. But, a lot of teams are using them. Why not make some money on those? You paid $100 for those grill grates. It's time to win some money back.
Exactly. You may be able to get your money back in and then some. So.
Get your hundy and 400 more.
Exactly. And then, of course, there is a rodeo going on that evening. So after the cook-off, if you want to hang out, you can go catch the rodeo. It is really, really nice and really, really neat to be out there.
Go out there and get a goat.
Go.
Telling you.
We'll see what happens there.
There we go.
Also on that same weekend on the 23rd, Fort Ice, Arkansas. This one's going to be the Fort Ice on the Cotton Belt Steak Cook-Off. This one is the Cosmos Keys event.
That's right.
So on this one, you hit, you will get a $100 gift card from Cosmos Keys.
When the thing shows you have a bottle of Cosmos rub in your box that you used, win an extra $100.
Exactly. So thank you, Cosmos. We're looking forward to this one. Also, that same weekend. Wow, we got three going on that weekend.
We're rocking.
We are going to be in Wichita, Kansas. Wichita, Kansas, folks. We're going to be at the Kansas Steak Championship. I was going to say Kansas State. Kansas Steak Championship. And that one.
English is not your friend today.
That one is a PK event.
It is a PK event. And I talked to Josh up there today. And they own a huge barbecue store there. So they should have PK grills in by Monday. They're going to have PKs there if somebody needs to buy one. It's a huge barbecue store. They're affiliated with Yoder. So I'm expecting we're going to see some of the pellet cookers out there. And
exactly.
They'll probably do very well.
Now, also in addition to the steak cook-off, mm-hmm. There's also going to be a judging class that same weekend also.
Yes, we just worked that out today.
Very nice. Very nice. So, also, Brett was mentioning that they will be having some PK grills available there. We also have them here at SCA. If you're interested, please send us an email at info@steakcookoffs.com. We do have cookers in stock. Yes?
We do. We have four PK grills here. If you are a member, you will get $50 off a PK grill through SCA. You must purchase it from SCA. We can bring it to an event near you, or we can ship it to you. Either way, save $50, get a PK grill, and take a chance on these five PK challenge events. I think it's a great idea.
Very nice, very nice. So we will have to bring those up to you. Yes, go ahead.
And we have grill grates on the way for these grills as well.
That is correct.
One-stop shop, the SCA website.
That is correct. We were working on a Grow Great order a little while ago before the show, and we have them not only for the PKs, we also have them for the Webers, and we have a couple of starter kits. Is that what you would you call them, a beginner
What's that?
Set of Grow Great?
Yeah, just the basic 13.75 sets. Comes with a spatula, dual panel.
Dual panel with a spatula.
You can use that on any grill. You know, the PK ones that we're carrying, they're specifically for the PK grill. We've got a couple for the Weber 22. So we might have the ones for your set, but at the worst case, these 13.75s will fit on any grill. That's what you use, isn't it, JoJo?
Yes, I use the 13.75 panels, and to me, it's a lot easier for me because it's in the event that something goes wrong with your grill, you can actually interchange them. So it's a good starter kit. Eventually, I'll go to the full size, but, you know, it is what it is.
You're used to working with small grills, right, JoJo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, yeah. Ba-dum-bum. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be on the air a little while longer.
So, folks, that right there is our event calendar that we wanted to go over with everyone. Please check the website, www.steakcookoffs.com. Click on, we have two tabs. On the cookoffs tab, there's a calendar there. It shows you all of the cookoffs. We also have a judges tab where you can see where the nearest judge class is to you. Please check it because things do change and there are always things going on. And we are going to go ahead and segue into the news desk where we will do some quick hits and we will eventually start wrapping things up here. So, Britt, what do you got for us tonight?
Well, well, well. Let's see. We got some new stuff. We've got quite a few new classes. We went through the calendar and we discovered something in Florida. We can run a class as well as on the same day as an event. It doesn't affect if you're a cooker, you can still take the class and cook in the event, but it's a good way for people to get trained as SCA reps. We don't teach you what a great steak is. You already know that, you know what a great steak tastes like. What we're going to do is show you the things like, you know, what a medium steak is. But there's a lot of tips you're going to pick up in that class that will help you as a cooker as well. So we've added probably 10 new classes. I'm halfway through posting those. And, you know, kind of life and the radio show gets in the way, but I'll have all those finished by tomorrow. We have some new events and ramp for a second.
While we're discussing of what we're going to do with new events here, I'm just going to go ahead and just kind of vamp a little bit. Oh, okay.
I'm back.
It's over.
All right. Sorry about that. So we have some new events that we're going to post on the website. These events will say pending. We've got probably 20 events that aren't on the calendar yet that either we're waiting for a payment or we're waiting for paperwork. So these events are probably 100% done, I would say.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do is put pending on there. That way, when you're making your schedule, you can look, hey man, there's another event close to me that's almost done, and kind of keep that in mind. So we're going to put those on there because, you know, we're getting a lot of questions about events, and some of them are existing events that are just re-signing for the year, just haven't got their payment in yet. So that's something new that's coming. And then we've added, you know, of course, we added the judging classes. We talked about that.
Correct.
So that's it.
Okay. Anything else that you want to add real quick while we are wrapping things up here?
While we can. You know, we haven't had a Tim Pollock reference. We haven't mentioned my beautiful wife, Shelley. Your beautiful wife, Amy.
I think you just mentioned all three of them.
We haven't talked about Billy. You know, the anus is on you, Joe, if we miss anybody here. Do you have anyone you'd...
Yeah. Let me make this point real quick.
Yeah, what?
I understand that there is a brother of Billy.
Yeah, we call him Bob, brother of Billy.
Can you tell the folks who Bob is?
Bob is our new mascot. Billy was stolen, ripped off.
Such harsh words.
It is. It's true, though. Somebody took Billy from us in Humble, Texas. And we're not blaming Humble, Texas. I mean, they can't pronounce their name right. But that doesn't mean they stole Billy. But somebody took our mascot. We're hoping one day Billy will make his way home. So we picked up another one. We call him Bob, brother of Billy. And so, oh my gosh, we just got a message. Cowbell Cookers, Tim Pollock is listening. Are you kidding me?
Just for that, we have a special dedication for Tim.
And we got a little something special
for Tim
Pollock.
We got a little something for Timmy. So hold on, here it comes.
Okay.
While I'm vamping.
Yeah, you talk about your new tennis shoes or something.
You know, I bought these new tennis shoes, and what's really cool is the shoelaces. Here he goes. This is for you, Timmy.
It's for you, Timmy. There we go.
Cowbells. Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbells.
There you go, Tim. That was for you, buddy. Thanks for listening in.
Hope to see you Saturday, bud.
Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, every time I see that skit, all I picture is John and Tim.
Yeah, John and Tim making their barbecue sushi appetizer they cook.
You know what's funny? That's the same sound they make when they're tapping on the grill. They're like, tunk, 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 tunk.
That's their order in another Shiner Buck.
Viva la cowbell, he just texted.
Man.
So, again, folks, this weekend we're going to be in Sherman, Texas. We're going to be at the 903 Breweries, just kind of wrapping things up here. We're just kind of vamping, killing a little time. I'm going to go ahead and assume here that since Tim is responding and he's going to come out of retirement and cook. Is that correct?
I think he is.
I've been
you know what? I think he may be checking two things out of the vault.
What is that?
I can't even do it.
No. Oh,
Never mind.
Inside
good
joke.
For him.
Inside
for him.
Joke. But anyway. Yeah, that's what people are going to be asking when he shows up in Sherman. But no, it's going to be nice to go out there and cook. Now, the weather's supposed to be kind of iffy, but hey,
man,
we're going to do what we always do, and that's our best. That's all we can do. So, upcoming shows. We didn't get a chance to do it tonight. We're going to probably go over a couple of product tests in the test kitchen. We have a product that we haven't tested. Or I tested it, but we're going to save it for another show. Just a quick review of the Barbecue Dragon. We'll go over that. We have some upcoming events that are going to be, again, please check the website because the event calendar is changing. Like Brett was saying, there's going to be it's going to be pending events, and these events can go live at any time. And again, it's going to give you a better opportunity to kind of lay your schedule out, because if you're looking at the calendar and you see that there's two events going on, and you got one in Texas and you got one in Oklahoma, but you live in Louisiana, all of a sudden one can pop up in Louisiana or in Arkansas or whatever. And,
yep.
You know, you can kind of plan accordingly and handle up on your business that way. So
now,
so that's something that's going to be more
that's
to the
offensive.
That's going to be more to the cooker's advantages. So that's going to help out there. Now, we have also thrown out a couple of challenges to you, the general public, where we're doing a sounder contest. We're doing Fun with Real Audio. We didn't get a chance to do any because we haven't had an
action-packed show today.
Yeah, we had a really full show here. So the challenge is back out there. If you could do a 30-second music clip where you introduce both myself and Brett and mention Ribeye Radio and somehow incorporate the fact that it's part of the SCA Radio Network and do a quick intro. Why don't we play a quick intro just to give them an example?
We got nothing else to do.
As long as it's nothing dirty or nasty, you know, let's play. We'll play a good one. There you go, that one. It could be any song you want to do.
Here we go. Here we go. It's Ribeye Radio on the Smoking X Radio.
No, this is an old one.
And these are old. That's why we're getting rid of them. Here's JoJo's attempt. I like these. This is kind of dated by pop culture.
Coming to you live from the SCA World Headquarters Studio, it's the Ribeye Radio Show on the Smoking X Radio Network. Here are your hosts, the El Chapo and Sean Penn of the Association,
hey now.
Brett and JoJo.
I can only imagine who the El Chapo is. Here's another one.
Broadcasting live from the SCA studios in downtown Bedford, Texas.
Downtown.
It's the Ribeye Radio Show with your host, Brett, 50 Shades Galloway, and the man, the myth, the legend, JoJo Torres.
Discretion is advised. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. But the challenge is still out there. So if you
yes.
if you can come up with something 30 seconds long,
yep.
you have to use the name Brett and JoJo, SCA Radio Network, and Ribeye Radio, 30 seconds long, and nothing dirty. And one more little caveat. No 50 Shades of Galloway references.
Yeah, yeah. We need to drop that. We need to drop 50 Shades. We need to drop JoJo, the man, the myth, the legend.
We just want a basic Brett and JoJo. That's it.
Yes. That's it.
And if you can send them info@steakcookoffs.com. Info@steakcookoffs.com. One more time, info@steakcookoffs.com. Now,
just to throw it out there.
Go ahead.
JoJo loves Wham, Erasure, Depeche Mode, and Boy George. Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Dang it.
That's a lot to remember. That's
no, I think they can remember what kind of music you like, JoJo.
Now, Brett likes...
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Brett's got to cut me off because he's a big fan of Village People.
Oh, come on now.
He's also a big fan of... what was that group's name?
Oh, you can't even think of them.
I can't
Metallica?
No.
Twisted Sister.
Yeah, Twisted Sister.
Jesus Priest.
There you go.
Motley Crue.
There you go. So much for
get it.
So much for
shtick.
So much for shtick. I already forgot who I was going to reference to.
You better bring the hard stuff when you come this way.
Oh, my God. You know what? His biggest favorite? Seriously?
Which one?
Weird Al Yankovic. That's who you
say. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of him. I got it on my truck, as a matter of fact. There's a big decal of him on the back window.
And Culture Club
Amy.
Is Boy George also.
Yep.
Timmy.
You missed that one, Timmy.
We've already caught that. So anyway, as we're wrapping these things up, any closing comments you'd like to throw in there real quick, little Brett?
It's fun to say it's the wild.
Yeah, I told you.
It's fun to say it's the wild.
It's for you, Judge. I'm trying to feel it home.
Negative. Negative.
All right, I think we've hit the disaster zone, so let's put a pretty bow on this.
Any final comments, sir?
No, just had a great time as usual. Looking forward to these upcoming events. Remember, double points.
Yes, everybody, keep that in mind. Double points. We got events happening, and they're happening on the calendar. Check the calendar.
Happening fast.
One quick note before I sign off. I would like to say happy anniversary to Johnny Joseph and his wife, Paula.
That's
they
right.
celebrated 35 years. Didn't get a chance to say that to him when we had him on earlier, but happy anniversary, guys. We love y'all. There you go. That's a nice way to say goodnight. So, on my behalf and on Brett's behalf, thank y'all for spending some time with us. It's hard to believe, folks, but we're out of here.